Welcome to your daily briefing, January the 20th, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can continue our study today of the events that are taking place around us, and we can be drawn closer to your presence and obey your word more clearly. We ask that you would give us the strength necessary to stand with truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I'm sure that you've been made aware in some of the programs that we have broadcast here about the fact that there are those who are threatening that there would be a civil war if Trump is removed from office. And there's an article found in the Lawfare website. That's Lawfare, Lawfare website. It was published on October the 2nd, 2019. The writer of that article is Mary B. McCord. The last name is spelled M-C-C-O-R-D, McCord. And the title of the article is Armed Militias Are Taking Trump's Civil War Tweets Seriously. The title again, Armed Militias Are Taking Trump's Civil War Tweets Seriously. Again, the article is found in the Lawfare website, published October the 2nd, 2019. The writer of the article is Mary B. McCord, and the title, Armed Militias Are Taking Trump's Civil War Tweets Seriously. Here's the article. Over the weekend, the president sent a tweet that seemed to warn of civil war if he were to be impeached and removed from office. Although the president was quoting Pastor Robert Jeffries' comment on Fox News, he was adopting them as his own. It might seem tempting to dismiss this language as a piece with President Trump's typical Twitter rhetoric, but it is worth paying particular attention to this tweet because among the people who read it were militia groups enthusiastic about exactly what Trump portended. And while no violence has yet resulted from the president's tweet, it would be foolish to underestimate the power of Trump's comment to call rogue militias to action, particularly if there is an impeachment and he continues to use this rhetoric to fan the flames. In the days after his Civil War tweet, he went on to use similar incendiary language, referring to impeachment proceedings as a coup. Consider the Oath Keepers group, a far-right armed militia, calling on its 24,000 Twitter followers to read the president's whole tweet thread. The Oath Keepers account posted, before this tweet, the Oath Keepers account tweeted that under the U.S. Constitution, the militia, that is us, can be called forth to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions. All he has to do is call us up. We will answer the call. And that's what the Oath Keepers said. Our state is that this is what we will do. And of course, their favorite rifle is the AR-15. According to the Oath Keepers webpage, the organization is a nonpartisan association of current and formerly serving militia, police, and first responders who pledged to fulfill the oath all military and police take to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, while declaring that they will not obey unconstitutional orders. The Anti-Defamation League, by contrast, describes the group as an anti-government right-wing fringe organization whose members have appeared as self-appointed armed guards at various places around the country in defiance of what they deem to be unconstitutional government action. Last month, the group sought security volunteers from their membership and other capable patriots to escort Trump supporters attending a New Mexican rally to protect them from potential leftist violence. And last year, the Oath Keepers announced its Spartan Training Group program with the goal of forming training groups in as many states as possible to create a pool of trained, organized volunteers who will be able to serve as the local militia under the command of a patriotic governor loyal to the Constitution, or if called upon by President Trump to serve the nation in some sort of defense. The Oath Keepers are far from the only militia group that vocally supports deploying potential force in aid of the president. In November 2018, after Trump pledged to send up to 15,000 U.S. troops to the border to deal with the approaching caravan of Central American migrants, the militia group known as the Minuteman Project published an urgent call for the Texas border observation duty to cover the 2,000-mile border from San Diego to Brownsville, Texas. According to U.S. Army documents obtained by Newsweek at the time, the militia expressed its concern internally about the presence of unauthorized militias along the border, warning that protests occurring at points of entry historically had been peaceful unless extreme right or left groups attend. The Minuteman Project co-founder Jim Gilchrist cautioned potential volunteers that their adversaries were U.S.-based propaganda organizations like the American Civil Liberties Union, the Southern Poverty Law Center, People Without Borders, and many more groups like them. He further warned members to use extreme caution when confronted by mainstream media because they are not your friends. Earlier this year, after Trump's re-election campaign repeatedly ran ad quoting Trump's reference to an invasion on the southern border, another group, the United Constitutional Patriots, set up camp at the New Mexico border. Without any legal authorization, this group assumes the duty of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to stop and detain migrants, all while heavily armed and dressed in military fatigues. In March and April 2019, a spokesperson for the group, Jim Benvie, regularly posted live stream videos on Facebook showing militia members chasing and capturing migrants while armed with assault rifles and detaining them until they could be turned over to U.S. officials. In other posts, the United Constitution Patriots described themselves as combatants in a war raging along the border due to migrants' invasion of the country, and actively sought to recruit people with military or law enforcement experience to join them. One such recruit, upon observing migrants while on patrol at the border, reportedly grabbed his AR-15 and asked his fellow militia member, "Why are we just apprehending them and not lining them up and shooting them?" In April, after the group's national commander was arrested on unrelated charges and the Union Pacific Railroad ordered the group off its property, significant media attention exposed the militia's activities and it reconstituted itself as the Guardian Patriots, decamped to private land with the owner's consent and closed its public Facebook account. Both of these armed militias took action, at least in part in response to Trump's rhetoric about the need to secure the southern border. Now that the president has invoked the idea of civil war, there's a risk that armed groups will take heed of this language too, whenever the president suggests that it is time. Federal criminal law prohibits rebellion or insurrection against the authority of the United States or the laws thereof, including incitement or assistance to such rebellion or insurrection. It also prohibits conspiring to overthrow the U.S. government, levy war against it, or oppose its authority by force. Based on the organization's declaration and its mission, there's little doubt that the Oath Keepers would view any impeachment action by Congress as unconstitutional and therefore not to be obeyed. Although the group's current tweets come close to calling for rebellion or insurrection should that happen, there's been no indication that the U.S. Department of Justice is investigating. Are the militias drawing up plans for possible civil war, for example? Are they training? Are they stockpiling weapons? These are things that law enforcement should be investigating, whether under federal law or state law. Although it is widely believed that the Second Amendment protects the right to form private militias, it does no such thing. The Supreme Court made this clear in its 2008 decision in District of Columbia versus Heller, explicitly reaffirming its own 1886 holding that the Second Amendment does not prevent the prohibition of private paramilitary organizations. Indeed, they are prohibited by state constitutional provisions or statutes in all 50 states. The constitutions of 48 states include provisions that require the military to be at all times subordinate to the civil authority. That means that private, unregulated, and unauthorized militias operating wholly outside of the civilian government authority and public accountability are prohibited by state law. There is good reason for this. As prominent historian and scholar A.E. Dick Howard wrote in 1974 in Commentaries on the Constitution of Virginia, "The Virginia Constitution's ban on private militias ensures the right of all citizens to live free from the fear of an alien soldiery commanded by men who are not responsible to law and the political process." Notably, Virginia was the first state to adopt its own constitution, known then as a Declaration of Rights, in June 1776. According to the operative language in Virginia's constitution, illustrative of the language used in 47 other state constitutions, in all cases, the military should be under strict subordination to and governed by the civil power. Last year, in a successive lawsuit against the private militias that usurped legitimate law enforcement authority during the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, a state judge ruled that based on this strict subordination in Virginia's constitution, there appears to be no place or authority for private armies or militias apart from the civil authorities and not subject to and regulated by the federal, state, or local authorities. The case resulted in court orders prohibiting the defendant militias from returning to Charlottesville as part of coordinated armed groups during rallies, protests, demonstrations, and marches. Other state law criminal provisions also prohibit various types of militia activity. 28 states prohibit groups of people from associating together as a military unit or parading or drilling together in public with firearms. It was one of these statutes that the U.S. Supreme Court upheld in 1886 against a Second Amendment challenge in Presser versus Illinois. Similarly, 25 states prohibit assembling together to teach, demonstrate, train, or practice with firearms, explosives, or techniques capable of causing injury or death, knowing and intending to further a civil disorder. And another state criminal statute, found in some variation in 12 states, prohibits the false assumption of the duties of a law enforcement or peace officer, or the unauthorized wearing of militia uniforms or close imitation thereof. The United Constitution Patriot Spokesman said, Jim Benvie is currently charged in federal court with violations of the federal statutes based on his false assumption of the duties of the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. And this summer, the Virginia Attorney General issued an opinion that heavily armed militias dressed in fatigues and other military accessories, acting in a coordinated fashion and patrolling a line of citizens waiting to engage with the elected legislators during a special session on gun safety legislation, is in violation of Virginia's prohibition on the false assumption of law enforcement functions. The Oath Keepers and other militia organizations are in violation of some of these laws right now. Their existence as private paramilitary units in states with strict subordination clauses is prohibited, as it is in states with statutes that prohibit associating together as a military unit or company. Training, instruction, or practicing in paramilitary techniques for use in a civil war or other uprising is also currently banned in many states. And to the extent the armed militias are showing up in public places, asserting authority they don't have, they are violating state and federal laws, criminalizing the false assumption of law enforcement duties. Some observers may say that the tweets of both the president and the Oath Keepers are simply hyperbolic, but the militia movement has moved in such a way and shown that it will take action based on the president's statements. His Civil War comments were phrased conditionally, dependent on the Democrats attempting to remove him from office. State officials and law enforcement, however, do not have to wait for that condition to be fulfilled, or for the president to post new tweets that militias may interpret as calling them to arms to tackle the potential threat posed by militias. Governors may issue cease and desist orders based on their state constitutions. Their law enforcement may initiate investigations based on federal and state criminal statutes, and the public may report instances of current law breaking by militia members. Authorities would not sit idly by while foreign forces prepare for potential violence against other Americans, and they should not sit idly by while rogue private armies do the same. So that's the article. That's the entire article. And it's found in the Lawfare website. It was published on October the 2nd, 2019. The writer of the article is Mary B. McCord. That's Mary B. McCord. And the title of the article is Armed Militias Are Taking Trump's Civil War Tweets Seriously. Again, the title, Armed Militias Are Taking Trump's Civil War Tweets Seriously. There's one other article I'd like to take a quick look at before we close today, and it's found in Newsweek, published on the 12th of October, 2019. That's Newsweek website, the 12th of October, 2019. The writer of that article is Harriet Sinclair. That's Harriet Sinclair. And the title of the article is Oath Keepers Plan to Do What Police Will Not Do and Protect Trump Supporters from Antifa. The title again, Oath Keepers Plan to Do What Police Will Not Do and Protect Trump Supporters from Antifa. Here's some of that article. The far-right Oath Keepers group is set to do what police will not do and be out in force for President Donald Trump's rally in Dallas next week, having made a similar move at Trump's rally in Minneapolis. The group has said it will be providing escorts to and from the rally for Trump supporters who they fear may come under attack from Antifa or another radical leftist group. Speaking to the Dallas Morning News, one of the group's leaders, Stuart Rhodes, explained, "We're running escorts to and from the rally. Our biggest focus is when rally attendees leave at night. That's when they're most in danger of being attacked." The group, whose motto is "Not on my watch," state that it pledges to fulfill the oath all military and police take to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. However, the Southern Poverty Law Center defines the organization as an extremist group, although Rhodes told the Morning News he viewed that description as slander and claimed instead that the Oath Keepers were the right-wing version of the ACLU. Rhodes also suggested that some of the people who volunteered with the group and hold license to carry weapons may be a legitimate part of that group. On the group's webpage, there have been several call-outs for volunteers to attend Trump rallies to protect the president's supporters. "We are providing escorts to and from the rally. Please support our vetted volunteers by donating to help us cover their expenses. We will also be at the Trump rally in Dallas, Texas next week." One of the alerts sent before the president's recent rally in Minneapolis and highlighting the group's planned presence in Dallas. "We are there to do what the police will not do, which is to provide escorts back to vehicles for Trump supporters. That is when Antifa or another radical leftist group might attack those individuals." Putting the call out for volunteers for the previous Minneapolis rally, the group said it expected trouble from the same radical leftists who had assaulted Trump supporters in 2016. The violent communists of Antifa have issued a national call for action for Antifa and other radicals and American haters, leftists, to converge on the upcoming Trump rally in Minneapolis on October the 10th to disrupt the Trump rally with an Antifa black box, America is canceled protest against capitalism, the group said on its website. So here you've got far right militias who are getting ready to protect the president, they say, and they're armed, and they're getting ready to follow any instruction that he might give them. And of course, they're not happy about the concept of impeachment, and we shall see where this will lead. That last article that I read was found in Newsweek website, published on October the 12th, 2019. The writer of the article was Harriet Sinclair, and the title of the article, Oath Keepers Plan to Do What Police Will Not Do and Protect Trump Supporters from Antifa. We have been warned concerning the events that we see occurring around us, and you and I need to be ready. We need to place ourselves in the hands of our Lord and Savior, for that is the only place of safety. You and I must stand with Him and for Him, and He has promised to protect us from all harm and danger. We thank You, Heavenly Father, that today we have been able to take another look at some of the events that are rising around us. We ask that You would give us the strength and the courage and the faith necessary so that we might trust in You implicitly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, January the 20th, 2020.